It is John 21, 15 through 22. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" he said. "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Eliza. How's everybody doing? All right, good to see all of you guys. Could you be back here again? Could you see all of your smiley faces? You know, and I think it was the first time I've ever preached anywhere where I was greeted with these kind of chandeliers. This is amazing, you know? Super cool. I love it. You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, the reason why I'm joyful is not because where we worship. I mean, church is not a building. Church is a people. It's a community. It's a family. And when we're together in the name of Jesus, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's just love, there's freedom, there's so many amazing things. That's why I look forward to coming here to see all of you guys. Some of you guys I have, you know, had the opportunity to preach to, so I'm just really excited to be here. If I go a little bit long and it's like my time, just you know, ding, okay, and I'll make sure that, you know, I'll wrap it up. But, you know, there's a lot of things about Christianity, but one of the things that's really, really important and at the heart of Christianity is your relationship with God. Can I hear an amen? Amen? A lot of things. There's vision, there's mission, there's this, there's that. There's a lot of things that are going on, you know, in Christianity, serving, right? Worship. There's a lot of things. But at the core of it, at the crux of it, it's your relationship with God. And that relationship is actually based upon this thing called love. Can I hear an amen, right? And there's all kinds of relationships. So I think the ones that I really love are those that are rooted in love. Why? Because that relationship can go deeper. It can go deeper. And there's excitement, there's challenges to love, but there's also a depth and excitement to love. Can I hear an amen, right? How many of you guys are married? Come on, make some noise, married people. Come on, you guys excited? My wife, she just turned... Well, I don't want to say it. Okay, I'm 50. I mean, you guys are recording it perhaps, so, you know, I don't want her to get back at me, you know what I mean? But, her birthday just passed last week, and, you know, I just want to share this, man. Is it me, or is celebrating your spouse's birthday getting more and more difficult every year? or maybe your best friend, you know. You always got to outdo last year, right? You always got to outdo last year. Do you know what I'm saying, right? For some of you single guys, I'm giving you a lesson, all right? You got to always, I mean, last year's gift, right? You got to upgrade that, right? Last year, wherever you took her for that restaurant, you got to upgrade that, right? And my wife, she loves food. So she's really, really like a critic when it comes down to taking her to that fancy restaurant, you know? If I take her to a glorious taco place, she wants me to upgrade it to the next level next year, right? It's just like that. So I was looking and I found this amazing, because y'all got the best food in LA. Make some noise for that, right? Korean food, you can't touch it, right? Guess what, guys? You guys know about this place called Jinsor Gukbap? It came to Orange County, bro. It came to Orange County. So I took her there, blew her mind. I've never seen her so happy about Korean food, but that place is good, right? So I did, outdid that, but now comes the gift. What am I gonna give her? I gave her something great last year, like this purse that she wanted. What? I don't understand the infatuation, but it doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter. You just give them what they want. Can I hear an amen, right? It doesn't matter. Just give them what they want. So this year I was thinking, like, what can I give to my wife? And so lately I've been doing a lot of, like, weddings and funerals and whatnot, and I've been saving up, you know, the honorarium that they gave me. Sometimes they give me some honorariums. I've been stashing it, but stacking it up, right? Because I was, like, saving it for something that I want to use this money for, right? I was just kind of dreaming of, I don't know exactly what I'm going to buy with this thing, right? But I just sense the Lord saying, just give it to her. You guys are smiling. And so that stack, I was like, I gave it to my wife and I saw her smiling. Guys, cash is awesome. Any woman, if you gave it to her and that's a big sacrifice, she'll enjoy it. But you know what she said to me? Honey, thank you so much. However, I'll give every one of those dollar bills back if you clean the garage. You guys don't understand. That's a lot of money. I'm just like, why would it take... You know, you guys all know about love languages. She knows I hate cleaning. Now, there's 10 years of not cleaning. Like, I've been in that house 10 years. You know what happens when you stack up stuff for 10 years? Get all kinds of stuff in there. My son Benji, he's like 16 now. Oh, he's going to be 16 now. You know, like, I have bikes there when he was like 3 years old, and then he got the next transition bike when he's 6 year old, 10 year old. I never sold any of that. It's up there. I got to clean all that out. Amazon returns. The ones that I didn't return are up there. Old clothes, kids' toys. Parents, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? I don't want to clean all that out. She is asking a big ask. Can I hear an amen? She's saying, take it to the next level. Your love for me. Show me that you love me. Can I hear an amen, right? Man, I was like, no. But you know, you know what? But you know what I did? I said, all right. I still haven't seen my cash back, to be honest. But I did clean the garage. You know, in the same manner, in today's passage, there's a well-known dialogue that is going on between Jesus and Peter, correct, right? Any of you guys know this dialogue, right? This is very, very famous. And we see Jesus saying, do you love me? And Peter saying, yes, I love you. Anybody see the original language in that, though? The original language in the Greek? Anybody see that? Oh, I'm going to give you guys something juicy. Come on, make some noise if you guys want to hear something juicy. All right, let's go. All right, let's go. So basically, there's this thing that's going on. It's a dialogue between Jesus and Peter. But if you break it down, and I'm going to really break it down for you, what Jesus is asking Peter is to take his love to the next level. It's not about Jesus and Peter loving each other. That's already there. But as we know, this thing called love really does have degrees, doesn't it? And Jesus is wanting Peter to go deeper, deeper into that love relationship, not keeping a status quo, not just saying I love Jesus, but really thinking about that love and going deeper. And we know for sure that Jesus loved Peter. And I'm going to give you guys some reflections through the gospel and some context how we know that Jesus truly loved Peter. Can I hear an amen, right? And if you think about some of the stories, we know that Jesus loved Peter. Now, today, my goal is to get us to reflect on how we can love Jesus with even greater measure than before. So let's go. Okay, so we come into this passage, we find something very interesting in the midst of the dialogue. Peter seems a little frustrated, right? a little saddened. Now, why is Peter like this? And I can't go into the fullness of emotions that is felt from the text. You know, sometimes we, you know, when we text each other, we don't know the full emotions. But we know, like, as we're reading this, the text even says that he felt a little sad, right? Because Jesus asked three times. There's definitely an emotional element to this. And in order for us to fully understand or appreciate the dialogue, we need to look at the history of Jesus' relationship with Peter. Are you with me? Right? Because we need to understand the context of their love and really see how Jesus loved Peter. Now, I don't have the time to give you the full context, but let's go into a few things that are going on here. Okay? So, we're going to, right in the context of this passage, do you guys remember when Jesus resurrects, right? He resurrects. And he comes and he's showing himself to the disciples to prove that he is truly God. Remember that, right? So right before this, Jesus comes onto the shore and seeing that the fishermen were having a very difficult time fishing. You guys remember that, right? You guys remember that story, right? And then Jesus says to the disciples, and they don't even know it's Jesus, throw your nets to the what side, if you guys remember? To the right side, okay? Remember when you guys were at VBS, you know, you heard this story, right? Throws it. They're having all night. They're having a difficulty. And what happens? They catch so much fish, right? And then the fish come on in and people are so excited. And they're like, who is that guy? They're looking and looking and looking. The first person out of all the disciples to notice is who? Peter. As a matter of fact, if you look at that passage, Peter recognizes Jesus, and he starts taking off his clothes, man, and he actually jumps into the water. No other disciples did that, but Peter did. Can I hear an amen? Don't tell me Peter doesn't love Jesus. He does. But why would Jesus ask Peter if he loves him three times? Isn't that very interesting? How many think that that's really interesting, right? Not only that, I'm going to give you a little bit more. You remember when Peter, Jesus was arrested and he was taken by the guards. Guess who risked his life to follow Jesus? Peter. Peter's actually the one who followed Jesus. He kind of risked his life to do that, right? He was hiding for sure and he was being careful, but he followed Jesus. No other disciple did that. So we know that there's definitely a love that is coming out of Peter's life for Christ. Can I hear an amen? But why would Jesus ask Peter three times? This is a very interesting thing. Okay, this is a very interesting thing. You know, Jesus said this. You know, after eating breakfast, Jesus very appropriately asked Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Remember that? Do you love me more than these? You know what he's talking about? Do you love me more than these fish, this nets, this equipment? Basically, Jesus is reminding Peter, do you love me more than anything from your past? Anything that you're used to? Anything that you were connected in terms of the world, right? Do you love me more than your job? Do you love me more than basically your past life or everything that you know about this world? Do you love me more than these? You know, it's a sobering thing. How many of you guys have been directly asked by the Lord, do you love me more than this? Oh, that's for real. We're in the midst of playing a game or on our phone. We hear the Holy Spirit, do you love me more than that? Oh, do you guys know what I'm talking about? You're really into something and you are just engaging and pouring out your energy, and the Lord says, do you love me more than that? And some of these things that the Lord challenges on are actually things that you ought to love, but Jesus is saying, do you love me more than that? Even sometimes our children. You know, a second generation, what I've come to realize, they love their families, they love their children, it's all good, we should be doing that. Can I hear an amen, right? But do we love our children more than God? Because if we do, what does that become? Idolatry. Nothing should be above loving God. Anybody agree? No, so basically we should be loving everyone. We should be loving our children. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't love them. But nothing. And my challenge to you this morning or this afternoon is nothing should come between you cultivating a deeper love for God. Can I hear an amen on that? Are you guys with me on this? So he's challenging. He's challenging. You love me more than this. So he asked Peter three times. Can we get that agape? Okay, so isn't that cool? Okay, this is super cool. Okay, so before I go on, this has a lot of interesting things here. But the English language has one word for love, and you know what that is? Love, right? That's one word for love. But it has the Greek has, guess how many? Three. It has three. You guys, if you guys are writing notes and you guys never heard this before, this is a really good thing to write. One of it is a God-like love. And for some of you guys may have heard this kind of love. How many of you guys have heard of agape love? Agape. Okay. Yeah, some of you. And this is God-like or father-like. And we're not talking about a human father. We're talking about our heavenly father type love. A love that is unconditional. It's like God-like patience. Can I hear an amen, right? A love that continues and endures. That's the love of God. That's the love of Christ. That's the love of the Holy Spirit. This love is perfect. It's a perfect, a highest standard of love is agape. Can I hear an amen, right? And then you've heard of the city, Philadelphia. Anybody heard of Philadelphia, right? The city of what kind of love? Brotherly love. So that's phileo, philo, okay? Brotherly love, Philadelphia, phila, right? It's a kind of like, hey, I'm with you as a brother. Let's go all the way. You know, that kind of thing. But then when it comes down to almost death, you're like, oh, not there, though. You know, you got like this deep, you know, thing for one another, but it's not going to go all the way. But you got each other's back, right? You're loyal to a certain degree. And you're like, oh, yeah, we got this brotherly love. How many of you guys have that kind of love for somebody else, right? Can I hear it? Okay, yeah, we got a lot of that, right? And the last one is called eros type of love, where we also get erotic. You know, in the English language, but eros is actually not just a sexual type of love. It's actually a very emotional, deep type of love. And to be honest, Peter had that. You remember when Peter, when he was following Jesus, right? And then, not following Jesus, but that time when Jesus was captured by the soldiers, he was so passionate, he'd draw out his sword, right? And he cut off the soldier's ears. You guys remember that story? These are such cool stories to show the kind of love that Peter had. Are you guys with me? This is very interesting. So he has eros love, and also, even to a certain degree, Peter had Philadelphia love too as well. But the question is, Jesus did not ask, do you Philadelphia philo love me? He didn't ask even, do you have this emotional love for me? But he says, do you agape love me? So he said, here's where it goes. So when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you agapas? Do you love me like the way I love you? Come on, church. Come on, make some noise for that. Come on, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the challenge, man. Thank you for the challenge, Lord. Oh, it's pretty specific when the Lord comes down to it. He's just like, do you love me like the way I love you? There's no way we can ever. But yet, The Lord is examining our hearts. Are we willing? Are we willing? You know what, Peter? He don't play around. He don't play around. Before the Lord, he's being super honest. He goes, Lord, he says, you know that I, what, agape? Is that what he says? No, he says what? Philo, which comes from Philadelphia, right? No, Lord, I wish I can love you like that, but I brotherly love you. The Lord says, oh, okay, that's cool. He says, go on ahead and feed my sheep. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you agapas me? Do you love me? Same word, agape, right? Right? That very interesting, right? And then he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Once again, what did he say? Philo, right? And then when they, can we get to the next one? The third time, this is very interesting. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you phileas me? It doesn't say agape. It says phileas me. Peter was hurt. Because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I philo love you. So basically, the reason why he was hurt was not only did he ask three times, but because Jesus said, do you even phileas love me? Do you even brotherly love me? Basically, what Jesus is doing here is he's taking Peter on the trip of examination. You know what I realize? It's so easy to say, I love Jesus or I love you, God, and really not examine. How many of you guys agree? Examination is just keeping it real with the Lord. It's not easy. I had to examine real hard when my wife asked me to to clean that garage. I had to examine really, really hard. Am I willing to do this? Because it was, man, I with everything, I just like, oh man, I'm going to get a cleaning lady or a cleaning person to help me. And I'm going to pay this person. That's not what my wife wanted. She wanted me. She was examining my love. The Lord does that from time to time. Because it's easy for us to say that we love God by doing stuff. Coming out to church. Building the church. Doing small group. We're doing stuff, but and to a certain degree, we're doing it out of our love. But it's very difficult for us to examine unless the Holy Spirit really asks you to examine your love for Jesus. Can I hear an amen? You know, Jesus, thank you for examining our hearts. You know, there comes a time in everyone's life when your love needs to be tested or revealed to see where it's at, especially Christians with Jesus. I think also like husband and wives, I think this is really good too. Can I hear an amen, right? You know, I was like, you know, with my wife for so long that I'm like, of course you know I love you, right, honey? She's like, yeah, I know you love me, but show it sometimes once in a while, like in a way that I want you to show it. You know, it's kind of examining your love, you know? It's super cool. You know, guys, I'm at a stage where after 40 years of believing Jesus, and I'm 50 now. I did ministry for 32 years. I should retire. I want to retire. Lord has me still doing this. It's all good. Because my life is not mine to live. It's the Lord's, right? I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. In everything that I do, I live for the glory of Christ who's with me, and he died for me, you know? So it's not my life to live. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. You know, after all this, after all that service, after all, like even coming here and sacrificing myself to preach to this church because I love you guys. Of course, when Eliza asks, I never say no, right? Unless the Lord tells me no. But I love this church. I love this church because of where your heart is and where the Lord is taking you. And I know that the Lord has a clear vision and plan for you guys, you know? But after all this, the Lord is still asking me, do you love me? And to what degree? He's examining my heart. I told you, anyone can say, I love you. And you know, to our downfall, we say this sometimes so nonchalantly without real examination. And we're inclined, even conditioned, to say and think that we're in love with Jesus when really our love could be stale. Uh-oh. Or sometimes have even grown cold. But here's another level. Or hasn't matured. Pretty sobering. So what can we do to grow in our love for Jesus, expanding our capacity to love him? I'll tell you one thing. We ought to take time to reassess or check as he or she is led personally by Jesus and the Holy Spirit to examine one's love for our God from time to time. Okay? That's what the Lord is doing to me, and this message is actually inspired by that because the Lord is checking me. Why? Why should we do this? Because the thing about love is, if it's not cultivated or thought about, if you're not working on love, if you're not checking your love, if left alone, if love is not activated, whether in your relationship with God or even others or your husband or your wife, love for someone, including Jesus, has the tendency to not grow. It's easy for love to go status quo. One more time. If you don't check it, if you leave it alone, you're not thinking about it. Love for someone, including Jesus, has the tendency to not grow. It's easy for love to go status quo. However, on the flip side, if we examine our love and realize where we need to be in our love for Jesus, through our examination as Peter was examined, can give us an opportunity for our love to grow deeper. If you do this, Jesus is checking our love this Sunday, church, searching your hearts, each and every one of you, to see where you're at. Let's examine the season. How many of you guys are willing to do that with me? Some long periods of time. You know what I'm doing, guys? Just to be honest. So I decided, I've been doing so much work. I do two churches, one in LA. Right after this, I have to go jam on out to Orange County. The Lord has me plant another church, a satellite, and we just built this cool trailerable shower for those who are experiencing homelessness. And Cal State LA and Citrus College both joined in. We just got covered by ABC7. It's crazy. The Lord is really moving us to give people an opportunity to not only have dignity, but dignity in Christ. That we get to share why we're doing this. Isn't that cool? An amazing way to evangelize. But you know, all this stuff takes dedication, work, and whatnot. And what I'm coming to realize is I have been doing a lot for Jesus, but I haven't spent enough time with Jesus. So I'm taking August off. Yeah, I'm taking August off and I'm resting. I'm going to be very honest with the Lord and I'm going to have my Sabbath. But I do all this because the Lord deserves it. Come on, church. Jesus deserves it. He poured out his life. He poured out his teaching. He poured out his concern. He laid down his life. He's everything for us to show his love. And he is constantly asking us, I've loved you this much. How are you going to love me? You know how wide, how deep is our Father's love and our Jesus' love and our Holy Spirit's love for us? I'm going to read you a couple of passages and we'll finish. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 7 to 19. You guys, how you guys soaking this in? You guys are doing all right? Make some noise if you guys are doing all right. Just soaking it in, yeah? You guys are soaking it in? All right, just want to make sure that you guys are soaking it in. I know it's could be a little intense, but I mean, what's the point in me giving you some kind of shallow, oh yeah, God loves you? Yeah, we know. Cool. Chandeliers. Super cool. Super cool, man. Check this out, man. Ephesians chapter 3, 17 to 19. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Pretty amazing, isn't it? You know how we can respond to this? I'll tell you how we can respond to this. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and all that is within you. Love him. You know, you guys recited that today, right? Lord, forgive us for not loving you with our all that we've got, right? You remember that? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You know, we should not just, you know, love God with just our words or just our emotions. Do you know what I mean? I mean, those are important. Don't get me wrong. But like I said, we can say a lot of things and we can do a lot of things and we cannot fully connect it in that love. Let us not love just with our emotions, not with just our minds, not with just our words, not with just our souls. As we examine our hearts, let us love the Lord with everything, with all that is within us, with all of our speech, with all of our actions, our everything. Let us examine our hearts for God and go all in this summer in loving Jesus with everything that we've got. Can I hear an amen? One author says this: loving the Lord with all our everything, with our all, means loving the Lord on good days and on bad days and on all the days in between. It means having an eternal love affair with him because of his extravagant love for us. Loving God with all our life is not a wishy-washy love. It's not controlled by just feelings, rather along with our emotions. It's controlled by our deep faith and commitment to who the Lord is and what the Lord has done for us in love. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So I'm going to finish with that, but this is just part one. Hopefully I get invited to do part two one day. And you remember Peter? He was able to just say, Lord, I phileo love you. Remember that? But do you know how Peter finally loved the Lord? Church history has it that he died upside down on the cross, upside down, because he didn't want to, be crucified up, right side up like his Lord. It's like, no, I'm not going to, you know, mimic my Lord. I'm going to be crucified upside down. And he died for Jesus. His love for the Lord evolved. Isn't that just deep? His love for the Lord evolved. It didn't stay status quo. And the next passage says, when you were young, Peter, you did everything that you wanted to. You clothed yourself. But it continues on and says, but when you got older, you were led. It was led by the Holy Spirit to go to places where he didn't want to go, to do the things that he didn't want to do. And that, my friends, is actually the depth of love. When I don't want to clean the garage, when I don't want to take down those bikes, when I don't want to smell the dust in the garage, and yet Because of my love for my wife, I'd be willing to go through the pain and the sacrifice and everything else. Isn't that Jesus? The Lord wants us to evolve from a childlike love into an adult-like love. And my challenge for you is to do that as we go through this summer. So with that, if we can just close our eyes. So as you guys pray, we'll just have some music in the background. And then we'll go into a time of communion. I just wanted you guys to just spend some time, you know, just in prayer. Praise team, if you guys could just, pray with us, you know. Let's actually just give them some time of reflection, you know, and then let's have communion, and then we'll have our final song. How about that? Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all who are here, who are in your word, who are listening to your voice, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Lord God, upon each and every one of your children, your love for us, Lord. Despite, Lord God, where our level of love is for us, you still love us, Lord. And you challenge us, Lord God. In that love, Lord, we thank you that you're a God who is patient, Lord, with us. In our journey of love, Lord, you are there for us. You know, we thank you, Lord, for this community, family of believers who come to gather regardless of circumstances because of their love for you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you. Pray your continual blessing, Lord God, over their lives. If you can also pray for your friend who is to the left and to the right of you, if you could just bless them, that the Lord will continue to love on them, pour their love on them, your family members, your children, you know, others who are around you, if you can just go on ahead and bless them in the name of Jesus. Ask that their journey of love with Jesus will just go deeper, just go deeper. Just bless them, you know, and ask them. Ask them to just strengthen you, strengthen them, and you know, bless them, Lord.